Greetings and welcome to the Sales and Negotiation Wisdom Podcast. I am Mihir Koltharkar, and in this episode, I will be talking about the challenges B2B salespeople face and seven ways to overcome them. When any business is not performing as expected, it is essential to look for the reasons behind the drop in the revenues. The department which gets maximum pressure is the sales department. It's true, because no business can survive without sales. Sales professionals, especially in the B2B domain, are under a lot of stress currently. Pandemic has pushed B2B sales professionals out of their comfort zone. The taken-for-granted approach that meetings and visits are essential to generate sales has been demolished. Organizations who are struggling to meet their turnover targets are willing to reduce prices. This makes the competition fierce and makes the job even more difficult for the sales professionals. Working from home has challenges too. It can be distracting for those who are used to travel and visit clients and invest time in building interpersonal relationships. If employed, there is an increased pressure to deliver because there is a hanging sword of being fired due to cost-cutting and underperformance. The gap in the performance can be extremely stressful and would have a long-term effect on personal life as well as career growth. In this podcast, I'm going to suggest the things that you can do to get out of this rat race of aiming for targets. I mean, why chase the targets if you can exceed them consistently by staying ahead of the curve? I will share some small changes in the way that you connect and you sell. These small things go a big way in achieving amazing results. So grab your notepad and pen. You may need to write down some of these points. Point number one, increase your personalization. If you are interacting with a B2B company, instead of meeting with the same person in that company over and over again, it's often best to meet with several top people in different roles in that same organization. Identify who all are involved in the entire buying process. They are called the buying influencers. And during each visit, try to meet at least three people. For example, if you are usually interacting with the purchase head, then try to meet the quality head, the finance head, the general manager, or even the end users of your product. This will give you a broader perspective and greater inputs while building relationships. You will face lesser resistance in selling. And who knows? You could be referred by them to other departments of other organizations too. You can go one step further. Have different people from your organizations to interact with the buying influencers of their organizations. That's how the bond becomes stronger. Also, leave time for communication. It's best to have regular touch points while taking into account clients' work-life patterns and communication preferences. Ask them what is their preferred day and time to connect. It is also important to recognize what's happening in the organization so that you don't forget something key or unexpected. Let's say if they have a product launch happening or a vendor meet happening or their internal meet is scheduled, you should factor them proactively and be on the top of the game to suggest alternative dates. Remember, proactively. And let them know the reason why you are changing the dates. They will be pleasantly surprised that you are one step ahead. Discover new skills. Schedule time to upgrade your communication and interpersonal skills too. It is good to participate in webinars, seminars, educational programs so that you can learn something new that will help you build stronger relationships. Invest time to learn more about body language and NLP. You will thank yourself later. Point number two, set up a pain detection system. As per the research, even a 2-hour meeting can get completely ignored if it is not aligned to the buyer's pain point. Therefore, every meeting should be driven to avoid the sales pitches and escape routes, which invariably leads to disappointment. Find the right venue for the meeting to ensure comfort. With a comfortable atmosphere, you are reducing the personal pain and the meeting would go very well. Escape route closed successfully. If it's an important client, figure out what are their likes and dislikes. Plan for it in advance. Design a properly structured, agenda-driven meeting with clear deliverables. Anticipate the pain points that your product could be a solution for. Research online about what customers are saying about similar products. Also, research about the negative reviews about competitor products and services. These are the pain points that your customer would want to avoid. Point number three, learn about their industry. Small B2B firms generally lack exposure to the opportunities in their industry. It is high time you learn about their industry and what drives their customers. Majority of the products and services in your field are the same as what your clients use to make them successful in their field. So get their feedback. Use internet to find detailed information about the clients. This will give you an edge over the other sales professionals and also help you to get in touch with more potential customers. My recommendation, use the Google Alert tool. It's a free tool and has been in existence for a long time. However, very few people know it. And it is rare that sales professionals use it for their benefit. Imagine, if you are targeting a potential client, you can have a Google Alert set for the company name, the CEO's name, the managing director's name, and the marketing head's name. Now, whenever any of these names are mentioned in the digital world, you will get an email alert. So imagine that the organization or the leader wins an award. You can call and congratulate them immediately. They are going to be pleasantly surprised. If they have announced an expansion plan, you can call them with a strategy to help them in achieving their goals by using your products and services. Set Google alerts for the industry performance too. Let's say, if you are interacting with a property developer and you have a Google alert set for real estate news in that region, you get an email one day that the industry is growing at the rate of 6%. In your research, you get to know that the prospect client's growth rate is just 4%. Now you may connect with your prospect client and share this information and pitch that the industry is moving at 6% and how you can help them to capitalize and increase sales and profits. Wouldn't they love that? This is going the extra mile. Point number four, make your meetings short and sweet. In the competitive business world, where most professionals are stretching their business hours and juggling between responsibilities, especially in this pandemic era, no one wants to waste time. You may have pressure to reach sales goal, but having frequent or long meetings with clients will not solve the problem. So, plan your work and work your plan. It means plan your meeting in advance. Think of how are you going to proceed. Have a written agenda. You may share the agenda with the client beforehand too, so that they are also prepared how the meeting will progress. Have clear actionables and set accountabilities. Decide on your strategy. Prepare questions beforehand. Prepare for objections. Your meetings should be crisp, clear, and progressing towards your desired goal. And that should always be your objective. Point number five, find out what prospects are really looking for. Remember, clients have unique needs and special buying intentions. However, to convert the prospect into buyers, a successful salesperson needs to have deep understanding of the B2B buyer mindset and to know what they are really looking for and how and what can be purchased by them. The word sales has a negative connotation for many who consider it to be just a part of their job. But for a successful salesperson, the word sales is synonymous with a great opportunity to build amazing relationships and grow their client's business. Learn about the pull approach, where you ask questions in such a way that the clients reveal their inspiration or desperation towards the solution of the problem. Only when you have the explicit need uncovered should you pitch the solution that your product can bring on the table. Instead of closing, focus on need identification. The close will come naturally. It's never about closing the deal. It's about building the trust and loyalty of a prospect and a relationship that will propel the client's business in future. And that will guarantee your success. Point number six, let them know they are on your radar. Take it a step further and promote internal promotion to customers. Send them links to your latest blog posts, industry news, and relevant social media posts. Don't spam, but share something valuable for them. Just one touch, and they will know that they are always on your radar. The first time that you visit a prospect, it should be a trip that lasts for a long time, mentally and emotionally. Most customers feel uneasy about speaking to someone they have never met in person. Why would they spend time with you if they know that you will leave them? That's why getting the transaction done fast should never be important. Getting a deal done is what customers expect from you. Your job is to get the best outcome for them, even if it takes more time. Think about their growth and how you can help them to achieve their goals. Revolve your world around your customers, and more customers will revolve around you. Point number seven, use social media to create a conversation. Leveraging social media is as crucial as online content. But social media still remains the most ignored tool for building and maintaining relationships with potential customers. Besides tweeting, texting, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., there is a need for socialization to be a part of B2B sales conversations. When done right, social media can be an integral part of the sales process. It allows to open up new channels for speaking to prospects, helps to set agenda, find common interests, expand your reach, and break down the barrier of fear that is usually associated with doing business with people that you don't know. By adding the social media element into the sales process, sales professionals can find ways to reach new clients and nurture the existing ones. Being active on social media can also showcase your qualification and credibility, and your human side too. The added benefit is that you stay on top of their mind. And the more time that they are spending with you, online or offline, the less time they are spending with your competition. So, to recap, the first point is increase personalization. Second point, create a pain identification system. Third point, learn about their industry. Fourth point, keep meetings short, sweet, and targeted. Fifth point, find what prospects are looking for. Sixth point, let them know that they are on your radar. And the seventh point, use social media to create conversations. If you start implementing these things, your sales and profits are bound to grow. Remember, there is no magic wand to wave and change the results. It's all about these important things that you start doing consistently, and clients will love you. I hope you found the tips practical and helpful. I have been in the sales and negotiation training domain for the last 21 years, and I have conducted 2,000 plus sessions in 11 countries. My life purpose is to add immense value to people's lives. I hope this podcast has been able to add some value to your life as well. If you want to scale up your sales and profits, do visit my website, www.mihirkoltharkar.com, and connect with me. Stay safe, stay blessed, and keep increasing sales.